So we met on J-Date, and when we first started dating, everything with Michael felt just so awesome. He was so unique and cool and so warm at the same time. And you know what? We just couldn't stop talking. The time just flew, and I knew I'd finally met the man that had everything I wanted and needed. I just felt it. It's just what I'd imagine it would be like. He's what I visioned.
You know, I waited many years to find Barry. I was sort of clear about what I wanted, but I had no idea really how to find that person. I had always had a vision of finding someone who could be what I thought of as a total life partner, somebody I could work with, live my life with, have adventures with, the whole package, you know. But I had no idea how to find it. And then I met Barry, and that's what I saw in her.
Yeah, our first date was a coffee date.
Yeah, I was running late, remember?
I do. And I figured, you know, if you didn't show up, it wasn't meant to be. So I waited about 15 minutes, and I just enjoyed the tea I was drinking, and I left. And then he called me on my cell phone, and he said, "I'm so sorry to be late. I'm here now." And I was so curious. I turned my car right around, and when I saw him, I thought, wow, he's so handsome.
Oh, please. Well, you know, we talked for like 2 hours straight. And everything just totally lined up. And going back to what I just mentioned, I saw that whole picture, that whole package, and it was really exciting. I mean, I really loved just learning about Barry, and she was so open that I was so clear. I'd never met anybody that was so open and clear, and I didn't really have to read between the lines.
Yeah, our first day was so amazing. It was so different. Michael was so handsome. He was warm and such a great listener. For me, it was like a really tactile experience. You know, I felt like I knew him, like I wanted to touch him. I thought he was so cool. I loved his energy. And he looked like George Clooney.
Oh.
Bonus.
Yeah, I knew I wanted to see her again. Remember?
I do.
I said, "When are you going to be able to see me again?"
Yeah, that's what you said. After hours of talking, at the end of the day, he took my hand and he walked me to my car. I got a sweet kiss. Mm. And he asked me, "Are you free on Sunday night?" And that was so refreshing. You know, I felt really seen and taken care of. And these are the things that are most important in a relationship, how you want to feel. And then on our third date, I shared really vulnerably even more about myself and my background and my challenges. And he just listened so intently. And what's so sweet about Mike is when he's really touched or moved about something, his eyes tear up.
Why do you tell people that?
He really leaned into me. Don't worry, you're still a tough guy. And he said, "You know, it's such an honor to be with you." And wow, that was so way beyond my wildest dreams or expectations to be with someone who I felt so connected to.
Yeah, I mean, we sat there for like, what, 3 hours? I mean, we had one appetizer,
yep.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And we were just so into each other. I remember we heard people speaking Hebrew in the background behind us. And it was kind of like a preview because, you know, we got married there and we ended up living there for almost 5 years. It was a great adventure being there. And together, those are the kinds of things that we do, whether it's going to Israel or sailing through the Virgin Islands or just finding things in everyday life. It's just everything's an adventure. And Barry is usually the visionary and I'm the implementer.
That's right. Michael is the project manager. He's super organized, you know, like a diagnosis.
Thanks.
Just kidding. No, it's awesome. You know, his desk is always organized and mine, well, not so much. I'm learning. But truly, he makes me a better person.
Yeah, but we do everything together. We work together. We play together. We're like a total team. And you know what? I really appreciate the fact that I get to fill in and use my skills to support Barry. And likewise, I couldn't be the person I am without her. And I wouldn't have it any other way. You know, I really feel like I've married my best friend.
It's so true. It's so awesome. Where I'm weak, Michael is strong. He always, always has my back. He's always running and making sure that things are handled for us, for our lives. That goes for our personal life and for me to marry. You know, it's a mission for both of us because we both didn't have this kind of a conscious relationship before. So we really appreciate what we have
totally
together.
True. Yeah. Totally true. I mean, it feels like we've always been together and we act that way. And it gets deeper all the time. And we've accomplished so much. And, you know, in the 13 years we've been together, it's just been enormous. I mean, I remember when we, one day, after dating for a very short period of time, came down to Miami and sat on a park bench, and we planned out our whole life on a yellow pad of paper. Remember that?
Yeah, I do. I still have it.
Yeah, it was our life vision, and you know what? Most everything came true, right?
Yep, mostly.
I mean, we did a 3-month, a 6-month, a 1-year, a 3-year, and even a 15-year plan, and, you know, it has been wild to just watch it unfold. And, you know, that's how we kind of do things. We talk and we plan. And that's what makes it an awesome journey because we're doing it together and we're growing together.
Always. Yep, we can totally always see the finish line. And I just love doing the simple things that we do together, like going to the beach. And I'm a total foodie and I'm always making us vegan, plant-based, healthy meals. Everyone knows me for that.
And we delicious.
We actually became plant-based together. And my favorite thing is knowing at the end of the day, we're just going to go upstairs and watch a movie or cuddle, eat some yummy food, or do nothing, just sit and read and play with our dogs. You know, I have my guy, and he's always with me, and he always has my back.
Yeah, I mean, you brought so much into my life that really has expanded me. I just couldn't imagine where I would be now. I mean, all the things that we've done in the past 13 years, I'd never done before. And I'd never even really thought about it or had access to it. I mean, this is the partnership we've had, and this is what it's really created for me. So growing together has been the most amazing thing.
Mike is a sailor. You know, that's what's so great is that we brought so much to each other. He's a sailor, and he did that a lot when we met, and every so often we'll rent a sailboat. And he turned me into a modern architecture junkie, and we do courses together. And you know what? For relaxation, we're even going to knit together. No joke.
Yeah, well, and that was my idea. Can you believe it?
Uh-huh.
Who'd have thought it?
Yep. See, he really is a tough guy.
Well, sometimes. But, you know, the best thing for me now, and again, who would have thunk it, is, you know, spending time with our rescues, or 4 dogs and our 4 cats, and they're sitting here right now chewing their bones in the background. And, you know, Zavi and Ariella and Charlie and Bo and Eli and Vanessa and Raya and Eli. I mean, who would have thought? That was not really on my radar scope that I'd have a house full of animals. And that's one of the things that I grew and learned to love. And it's just enhanced our family.
Yeah, we live in a beautiful loft. It's so light and it's just really a beautiful space. And I remember what it's like not to have this kind of life, to be with people or in relationships where people were not aligned. And Mike remembers that too. And that's why we do meet to marry.
Well, Barry, I'm your biggest fan. Mm-hmm. And we're best friends. And we do everything together. We work together. We play together. And we love just being together. I love being with you all the time. I mean, I feel so connected. I mean, we're just connected. And, you know, there's always great stuff to do. And we can always be found at a plant-based restaurant or a vegan place, like when we go on our speaking tours and we find a new city and then we just do a vegan tour and we put it up on Facebook and we just eat our way through the entire city. I mean, that's, who would have thunk it?
It's so fun. And you know what? I just love dancing with you.
Oh, wow.
It's awesome. So again, I just love that you handle everything. I couldn't do what I do if not for you. You know, Mike takes care of everything.
And I love that you have expanded my horizons.
I always know that I'm just going to be taken care of and loved and accepted, and Mike will never let me fall. And again, I never had that, and I'm so grateful for that. And that's the kind of love that we wish for you.
The journey is totally worth it.
And you deserve it.